Blog Talk Radio.
You're missing you, babe.
good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Inkwell, where we want to know what moves your pen. It is another beautiful Friday night, and I thank you all for joining me. We're here sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Brother Larry Maddox, the owner of this illustrious Epiphany Network, and the owner and proprietor and designer of Raw Links, wants you to know that you can find him just about anywhere, Amazon, all those sites, Facebook. But if you have trouble finding Raw Links anywhere, definitely hit up one of us here on Epiphany, and we will point you in the right direction. All right, so the call-in number is 319-527-6300, and just press that 1 so you can join us here on the stage. Or if you're listening online, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/ICPeople, E-Y-E-P-E-O-P-L-E. Come join in on the fun, though. Don't miss that last hour. Because if you stay online, Blog Talk Lady is going to cut you off. So we're going to get started here. It's my last show for Black History Month. So I want to jump in here with a piece I wrote a while ago called Time Stopped. Time stopped on Earth today. It may have been for only a second, but I felt it. Every time our community loses someone senselessly because we dare to live as one of the free, time stops. In that split second, an entire world ends because me, loving my richness, my struggle, my culture, and you, forgetting that the true land of Eden gave birth to us all, and somehow you faded into a weaker strain that led your mind to believe that alabaster is superior just because it breaks so much easier, that somehow, because we never lost sight of our creation and remained proud in spite of how you tried to break us, that even when you publicly press us down, all while every fiber of your being struggles to imitate what is lost, that we deserve to die because you are uncomfortable. Because deep within you, you know the truth and fear its power. Because we as a people are awakening to our truth. And once we fully embrace it, your paper kingdom will fall. And we will take our place on the throne once again. And that line will become crystal clear in the Bible that says, and the last shall be first. The fulfillment of the prophecy that no matter how you tried to whitewash it, true evolution prevails. We have fought for generations to become equal, when the truth you disguise is that we were never the lesser. Our birthright was always royal. You just beat us down into survival mode, and we lost sight of that truth. But now, our rebirth can't be stopped anymore. The dormancy of our gene pool has lifted. The true resurrection has begun. The God within us has awakened, and the true knowledge cannot be suppressed any longer. Our DNA is crying out for our truth to be seen by all this time. And Master can't beat us into submission, because you can no longer hide behind the walls of your private shame. Information has evolved so that nothing can remain in the dark for too long. You created distractions to try to throw us off, but it never lasted very long. Even in a pandemic, we shall somehow make it look good, and you hate us for not being blind anymore. We will not go quietly down the pathways of our destruction. We now understand that we weren't born under your feet, and we were never designed to be your equal because we are the true children of the King. It was always you who was inferior, and in the depths of your soul, you knew it. But now, The con is up. You can no longer hoodwink us to believe the lies. We see you as the weak, sniveling bully you are, and we will no longer allow you power over us. You may kill us individually, but no longer as a people. Every time the earth stops, we awaken stronger. Every time you spill our blood, we gain power. Every action you take to destroy us makes us stronger. You're feeding the flames you're trying so desperately to put out. Even as you think you're getting away with it, we are using your cunning moves to ensnare you. You are building your own demise. Every senseless death, every second we pause, powers us up. When the earth stops, we reset while you continue. Our kingdom is on the rise. Take heed. Everything you've done to me, already done to you. I'm lit, and you've just been service. Okay, so now that we started off to a thunderous roar, bring in our usual first caller. Somehow he manages to beat us all in here every week. It is Joe, the verbal mind dancer. Brother Joe, how you feeling tonight?
Oh, I'm feeling good. How about yourself, Queen?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's good to have you in here as usual.
It's good to be here.
Always a pleasure. So what did you bring in for us tonight?
I bought something old, but I think it's still relevant, so I got that.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to get out of your way and let you have this brand new mic. The mic is yours.
All right. Okay. Oh, this piece is called Gangs, the Mentality of Running Things. Ice is as cold as they come. Yet they have the same guns as the other ones, the same fun and businesses, the same issues with witnesses. What wishes this to be feared on the streets, near to the beat of the city drums, the city slums, and bravery comes behind the leaders. The leader becomes the deceiver and misleads you. He reads to you quotes with hopes of an afterlife, with many wives and taking lives will get you there. But you don't care. It's pussy at the end of the rainbow. Lead flows and your game shows you're the man. Yeah, crypts are cold places. Faceless souls buried under places unowned. Claiming sections of a city unknown. Trespassers beware. The residents living there are scared. Better not wear red, it said. What's the point of all the blood that's been shed? And to the means, there's only safety in teams. There's only a few places one can go, it seems. Doubtful of the next day, plotting the next play, with the plan of just take it, every gang acts the same way. Writing on walls, wearing colors, forming a bond, like fraternity brothers, fraternal order, chaos, no plan or just cause. It's just, look at me, see how bad I am. And you still paying dues to some other clan. Yeah, into the red of blood, the color of thug, the color of rob, rape, and mug, the color of I just don't give a fuck. The murder and mayhem of Homo sapiens, another sectional mindset where only they play in, day out with a few new followers, blood in, blood out, basically leeches simply mocking you. No goals or directions with the only expectations of unearned money. And that's only spent to rearm and impress some honey. It's kind of funny with all that strip to project. It's just to get your dick wet. Every gang on the planet has the same mindset. What's that you claiming? Who are you blaming for your misfortune? What part of the earth do you wish to rule? drug money, blood money, stocks and bonds all ran through Wall Street. That's the gang with the business suits on. Now, them motherfuckers is bad. They can change the law if you piss them off. Y'all running around here wearing different color scarves. They got all the money, and with the word can make it worthless. Y'all still playing mafia wars with a little hint of Scarface. There's nothing wrong with not wanting to live alone. It's human nature to interact. We all form little gangs, but we don't call it that. Violent behavior forces fear in others, knowing damn well you're only doing it for safe cover. Younger and younger every day, every new chapter is the same way. Lost souls caught up in emotional battles, looking for a way to relax and unravel. Suicide is a way out in its self-inflicted form. Has morphed into something else far beyond the norm. Protect and serve. Now ponder these words. It's open season and that thin in the herd. It's a whole new form with political leaders. They say it's reasonable to be treasonable. This gang is wearing uniforms, mostly blue, but they got that undercover crew. They're blending in just to infiltrate you. Hell, they made even sell a dime or two. They fight crime, and the crime is being you. They're a powerful force, ran by the government, of course. Practically giving us no recourse. Consider the source. You think you got a voice? They silencing everyone if you think you got a choice. Hands up, hands down, armed or not. If you're a deeper shade of soul, how you think you'd be found? Yeah, guilty, being black. It's my piece. Thank you.
Woo! Come through, Joe, the verbal mind dancer. Listen. Tell me what inspired you to pull that piece. What made you write that?
Actually, Trump and his goddamn cronies make me write, bring that out again. I wrote it a long time ago, but it's just adding fuel to the fire and shit, you know.
Yeah, trust me, I believe that. My piece was written the night before George Floyd died. It woke me up at 2-something in the morning. And I sat up late and wrote that piece. So trust me, I understand. The political climate has really given me something to write about a lot of times.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, there's so much corruption that everybody's turning a blind eye to.
I mean, you know, it's like they just giving up and say, fuck it, just join the bandwagon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like gang mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, it's sad, the state of politics now. You know, and whether we vote or not, you know, we need to do our due diligence, but they're going to overpower us one way or another. They're going to say our elections were frauded.
You know, still voting all that shit, but like I say, you know, it depends on who's behind that, who's up in that chair in that seat running that city or state, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What's their mentality like?
Right. Yeah, and we can't just vote in the presidential election. We got to vote for everything.
Yes, in those side elections that count, yeah.
Yep, because if we just sit it out, then they're going to put in who they want to put in with a handful of people because we sat it out. And then we're going to be subject to all of it.
Exactly.
Well, Joe, I appreciate you coming through. I think what they're serving over in the lounge tonight is white. I believe we got white rum tonight on the bar.
Oh, okay. Y'all got some 151?
I'm pretty sure there's some 151 over there.
That'll work for me. Thanks.
Man, I'd be out after the first shot. Yeah, last time I drank 151, I woke up the next morning in my bed with everything, including my shoes, still on. I don't even know how I got home.
Oh, damn. You know. Yeah, you gotta be aware now.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know my limitations, and that is definitely one of them. All right, Joe, well, head on over there in the bar. And I'm going to be sending some folks over to hang out with you shortly. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, yo.
Joe, the verbal mind dancer, coming through with some power on the politics. Okay, we're going to keep this train rolling while it's on the track. We got Mrs. VIP hanging out here in the wings. Hey, Mrs. VIP, how you doing?
Hey, Ms. Liz, I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Joe came in here blowing the doors off.
I know, right? And look, I'm mad. I got to come after him. I'm mad. I just don't want to do it. I'm always on the other side of the spectrum. He's like, whew, and I'm coming in here with the light stuff and the love stuff.
We all need some love, trust me, because this world is rough. Yeah. We need the love stuff.
All right.
All right, well, I'm going to get out the way.
All right.
I'm going to adjust this mic for you and put this spotlight down a little bit and get out of your way. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Just For You. I realize I love you so much that if you were coming home from deployment, I would run in your arms, hold you close, and kiss your lips with all the love I had in my being just for you. I realize I love you so much that I would do anything to make you happy, like sending you a plane ticket to your bestie when you feel the need to see him. Not saying I'm not enough, but I know your needs, and I'd do that just for you. I realize I love you so much that when we make love, my soul melds with yours. It's so sweet. Emotion hits high. I cry. And all this love I feel is just for you. I realize I love you so much. When I look at you, I smile. And I always want to run in your arms to feel your love and need for me. When the world overwhelms you and you need to be held and heard, you will find my arms and ears always open just for you. The day we reunited in matrimony was the day I realized I was in for a beautiful future. You vowed to take care of me, lay down your life for me. All I could do was marvel at your words. No one has ever said that to me or me. Every word is a vow to be true. Take your hand, place your ring on your finger, and realize everything I feel, say, and do is just for you. And that's that piece.
That was absolutely gorgeous. I love that. Now, what inspired that?
You know, one day I was sitting around watching YouTube, and it showed the soldiers coming home, and mm-hmm. my husband had remarked, that's never happened to me. And it hit my heart so much. I said, oh, that if, you know, we were together then when he came home, I'd have did that just for him. And I realized he would have done the same for me. But that's what kind of inspired that. We've realized we never really had the love we should have had, and now we do, and it's all good. So that's what inspired it.
That's absolutely beautiful. Yes. I am of what he said first off. I've never known that. And, you know, mm-hmm. to hear that you have that now amongst yourselves is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
So, Ms. VIP, what you got going on here in Epiphany?
Well, every Monday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my bedroom voice diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in Divas Talk. And it's a great program. We have great music, amazing poetry, and lately, I'm telling you, the poets have been showing up and showing out. I mean, every Wednesday, we go through a case of microphones, and the bill is high. But we got it. It's under control. So y'all join us. And it's the same way your show is. Everybody breaks the mic when they come.
Yeah, I'm starting to have to stock up before showtime and be real nice to Larry so I don't get fired.
Okay. Hey, look. it's so right. But anyway, we mostly have open mic, but sometimes we do have can have great dialogue on. So y'all just come and join us every Wednesday. All right.
Well, thank you for coming through. Joe is over there cracking the seal on that 151. I don't think you want any of that, but I do have a nice pitcher of sweet tea back there for you too.
Thank God. Yeah. Yeah, last time I had 151, I didn't wake up for a couple of days.
Yeah, see, I can't mess with Joe. Joe will have me knocked out in here.
I know, right? All right, Diva, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Man, listen, we've had the heavy hitter and the love goddess in here already. It's a beautiful evening. I think I'm going to take this moment to hit an ID, pay a couple bills so Larry don't fire me. I'm already breaking too many mics. And then we will be back with C-34 Music. He over there opening 151. I told him it was white rum on the bar. He had to go for the 151. But anyway, we're going to keep it rolling up in here with some great poets, some good music. We're here on Epiphany Radio. If you want to join us here on stage, the number is 319-527-6300 and hit that 1 so you can come in on the fun. Up next, we got C-34 Music. Hey, C-Double, what's going on?
Hi, Lisa. How are you? I'm doing well. Thank you.
I am great. It's always a good night when I hear your voice.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, I was reflective after the first song that you played by Anita Baker because as somebody who was trying to be a songwriter and producer in the industry, you know, you have to do some vocal arrangements. And I learned how to do male vocals and female vocals, and Anita was one of them. But of course, I had to have some cotton. I had to have some cotton in my mouth to try to emulate it. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yes, she does have a unique delivery, most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm tickled that I happen to be born on her birthday. So I'm hoping the talent runs through.
Oh, it runs through because I thought about how your voice sounds after I heard your poem. I mean, I thought about the fact that I would have loved to heard you on the 6 or 11 o'clock newscast or as a kindergarten teacher during story time.
Well, I've never been a kindergarten teacher, but I have been a news reporter. Actually, as a health reporter. I was the health reporter for a local station in Maryland for 5 years. So, yeah, I did the TV voice for a good while.
Yeah, it fits you. I'm telling you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, look, what did you come through here with tonight? Now, Joe came in kicking doors down. So what you going to do for us?
Well, I want you to play my psychiatrist as I give you my transparency.
Okay. All right. I'm a good listener, so I'm going to get out the way and hand you this mic. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Gigolo. My body's been used. It has depreciated from years of satisfying ladies in sexual situationships. I have many regrets, and I'm ashamed of myself, suffering head-on collisions with my idiotic, mind-blowing decisions. I've made mistakes, showing interest, being someone who would closely listen intimately, and then we would end up in the bed or stairwell or hotel. I've got more stories this hoe can tell from the back seat, and I'm not bragging about hitting it from the back deep, having them scream passionately for me to marry them, fulfilling their fantasy so many times I couldn't calculate. Having ladies bouncing on top of my shaft, and you're damn right. Like gymnastics on trampolines with breasts, slapping me more than Will did Chris. I see you're imagining that you're wishing you was the next in line, like I was your Billy D. Williams guzzling you like Coke 45. I'd work every time. Having you feel it in the air tonight, you could be Lizzo's thighs, but my libido would defy how I'd bodybuild your big-ass thighs to the sky. Last week you asked what's my poetry style. It's this indescribable, versatile, but I wish I wasn't so experienced, and I wish I was a virgin now. My past version was foul. Forgive me, Lord, for my affinity to sexual sinfulness, for being Deuce Bigelow, a gigolo, a simple hoe, stuck in the physical realm. In peace.
You know, I thoroughly enjoy when you do stuff like this, because it proves that a man can change from the way that he lived as long as he knows his rightful place. Because there are a lot of folks that are still out here till they crippled, blind, and crazy, still trying to live that gigolo life.
You mean the old man in the club?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Trying to pick up
There's
the young
man. There's some of them in my inbox. Yeah, there's a few of them in my inbox that know they too old and too broke down to be talking the way they talking, but they in there anyway, talking trash, trying to find somebody else to use.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, they could be saying, look, I don't have any teeth, but my gummies bring vitamins and minerals.
Yeah, I had an old dude to just come ease up next to me in person, in a crowd of people talking about, can I have you? I was already had. My mother did that. She had me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, I love the strength that you speak with. I love how you love your marriage and your family. It is absolutely inspiring.
Hey, I'm the rugrat that grew up. That's basically what it is. But I'm not Chucky. Sorry. Chucky is kind of like, no, he's flaming. No, I can't be that. No, I'm sorry.
No. No.
No.
And no. Side note, I love the Phil Collins reference that you threw in there.
Oh, you caught that.
Yeah, I did. I love that song.
Thank you.
All right, C-Double. Okay. I might need you to be a bouncer over there tonight because Joe done cracked a bottle of 151, and I don't know what he's sneaking into people's drinks.
I'll do my best, but, you know, the game might be on, so I might be distracted.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
Well, just make sure no big fights break out like it did. What I just heard, like a big old fight broke out somewhere, like 30 people in a restaurant somewhere. We don't need none of that going on.
See, I'll be the piano player in the color purple. I'll be like, boop, time to go.
All right, C-Double. Well, you got a handful of folks right now, so I think you'd be able to handle it.
All right. I'll be your show tonight for the night.
Okay. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to you, Lisa.
C-Double 34 Music. I just love saying that. C-Double came through with the grown man shit tonight. I love it. Now, we got a caller that don't usually pop up in here, but I am so tickled to see my friend. It's Yoshi here on the Inkwell. Hey, Yosh, what's happening?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. These folks are coming in hitting hard tonight. They all over the map with what they're talking about, but it's all strong.
I can't compete with any of that, but I'm just here to support.
Yeah, there's no competition here, man. Everybody's doing their thing and then going over and having a drink in the bar.
Yeah, I heard you talking about Miss Joe, that 151. I'll be able to save you some.
All right, well, look, I'm going to get out the way and give you this mic so you can get over there and see what Joe is up to. The mic is yours.
This piece doesn't have a title yet, but I think I'm going to call it Colors. But it goes like this. The sky is blue, blue, the color of sadness. Imagine it. Every day it's using its clouds to hold back tears. The sun shining through like a Snapchat filter, but when the nighttime comes, the stars reveal like freckles and beauty marks, and even the moon is only willing to show its scars sometimes. It's amazing how something so sad can bring so many people joy. No one appreciating the pain it goes through to be beautiful, but really it's hurting. To the day it becomes so depressed it ugly cries thunderstorms, lightning lashing out in hopes of brightening up darkened skies, trying to find happiness, even if only for a second. But what is the color of happiness? Green? Green like the grass, getting stepped on and shit on. The real grass underappreciated, just thought of like weeds. Not knowing what it's like for it to grow up from the dirt. Sometimes so overwhelmed it makes mud puddles. But we need perceived perfection, so we throw down turf. And then they say, what about red? Like the roses. That's the color of anger. They say the one that grew from the concrete was the toughest, and even it got its thorns cut away. Something so pretty shared to show love, but what I see is you giving me pain. I still get heartache when it withers away. And part of the grieving process is rage. Now they say white. White is the color of peace and tranquility and all things pure. Surely it can make you content. But me, it smells like bleached reality. And my peace is picked away little by little, like every piece of cotton my ancestors picked. Back to whoops, thinking swing low. Sweet champion. Every time they make these pieces of content to undermine my intelligence, but, I mean, we'll come back to that. Now let's talk about black, the color of darkness and depression, thin and soiled skin, what you call it if you have too much melanin, Black is the color of death, the color I continue to wear to funerals, the black body that keep getting laid to rest, the color of bruises from being beaten down mentally and physically by a world that says black isn't beautiful. But black is the color of wholeness, the color of coal before it becomes a diamond. Black is the color of elegance, power, and knowledge. Black is to hold all your favorite colors get lost in, and I pray that it's the final color you see before you find an eternal peace in the end. And that's that piece.
Woo! Yeah. That was quite something. I mean, listen, that piece was strength. You know, because we all see these marvelous things and these wonderful ways of things being colored, and we don't see the backside of what it is. And it looks like the Blog Talk lady dropped you, Yoshi. Maybe Mr. Joe came creeping over here and hit that mic because he didn't want you to come drink that 151. But listen, that piece was beautiful. And I hope Yoshi gets her way back in here, or if not, can come through again on some other day. Wait a minute. Let me see. I think she called back. Hold on. Hey,
so I don't know if you heard the whole piece or not.
I heard it cut you off as soon as you said it, and that's that piece.
Okay, so we did get to the end at least.
Yeah, we got the whole thing. I love that piece, Yoshi. I heard you said it before, and every time I hear it, I hear something different in it. What inspired you to write that?
Honestly, it was a random thought about how words have double meanings, like, so blue literally being the color, but then blue being sad. And mm-hmm. so it was, that wasn't the only word, but there was a couple of other ones, but something was like, the sky is blue. It's like, oh, the sky is the color blue, but no, it's like, no, the sky is sad. When it rains, it's sad. It's crying. It was a whole mental thought process that kind of like was like a rabbit hole thing.
I love the way you think. I've heard you do other pieces where you take words and you show us like some other aspect of a single word in your piece. I absolutely love the way you think, and your pieces are amazing. And I'm just tickled to call you my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad that I met you when I did because, hey, I got a role partner.
Absolutely. When you say let's roll, I'm going to be hobbling myself out to the car some kind of way. Now I want to, I don't want to spring it too soon, but this poet has got a book coming out. And I'm trying to grab her up and get her to bring it on over here to us next show. Because your book launch is coming soon, and it's going live even sooner. So I want you to come and share some of it with us, tell us where we can buy it, all that kind of stuff, on the next episode of The Inkwell in 2 weeks. Is that good with you?
Absolutely. I will be there. Just send me a reminder and let me know whatever you need from me.
All right. You're my first feature.
I'm looking forward to it. Hey, Mr. Joe, pour me up a shot at the bar.
Absolutely. Whatever it is that you want for that night, that's what's going to be on the bar that night.
Oh, y'all don't want that. I'm young, so I drink.
All right, well, whatever it is, that's going to be your night. We're going to start you off at the beginning of the show, and we're going to keep you hanging on the mic while we run through whoever comes through, and we're going to all enjoy whatever it is that this new book has got for us.
Well, thank you. I'm going to slide over.
Well, I'm going to get on out the way and let you go over there and see if Joe has killed the 151 yet. And I'm going to wish you one love, one mic, and we're going to get on over to the
one
next
love, one
caller. Mic. That is Yoshi. My buddy, my friend, and we're going to enjoy a whole hour or two with her come the next show and hear some more fire poetry like we just heard tonight. Now, I see my West Coast friend hiding over here. It is Mr. Anthony Arnold. Hello, dear. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well.
You've been hanging on long. You heard some of what's going on in here?
Yeah, I came on when Mrs. VIP was on.
Okay. Yeah, so you heard, the devil come in and punch the door down.
Oh, yeah.
And then Yoshi came through.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know you got some teaching for us. You always do. So what did you bring for us tonight?
Actually, I'm going to do something a little different tonight.
You know what? I like that you like coming in here doing different things. I feel kind of special.
This piece was done when I first started writing back in 2012.
Oh, okay. You went way back in the archives.
Yep, I had to blow the spider webs off of it and beat a few of them down. So, but I read through it. It still holds up.
Okay. All right, brother. Well, I'm going to get out your way. And let me adjust the spotlight up because you're a little taller than Yoshi. And make sure that you got good light and a good mic. And the mic is yours.
This piece is called The Phoenix. My life is not unlike that of the phoenix. I arise from the ashes of racism, from the dregs of discrimination. I fly with determination. My soul is alight with the strength of my ancestors. Let me get up, stand up, and climb up and over the mountains of despair, cross the valley of woe. Nothing and no one will hold me down. I soar along the winds of change, carried aloft with the power of love. My life is in flux. It is never the same. I do what I must to keep myself sane. I am the protector of all that is good. I watch over my people, our history. I am the flame that burns brightly in the night. I am the beacon to bring you home. Even though my time here is short, I will never leave you here alone. I will arise from the bog of hatred, burning brighter than before. That's a piece.
Woo! That was kind of a stately sounding piece. So what inspired you to write that?
It was just something that came to mind. This was during the time where I used to just snap pieces off. I would hear a word or two, and then I would just go. And
okay.
I let the piece take me wherever it was going. And that was what I did with this.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate
it. Oh, it was a pleasure. I don't get a chance to go back into the archives too much. So I say, yeah, I tore up a couple of mics over on with J-Rob and Poetic last night, so I said, I'm going to go back into the archives tonight and see what I can find.
Well, it is much appreciated, as always.
Well, you're welcome, my dear.
All right, love. Well, I don't know what kind of ruckus you're stepping over there into. Like I said, Joe kicking off things with 151.
If Joe still got that 151, I got a can of Smith's malt liquor, and might mix that up a little bit.
It's going to be some destruction over there tonight. I just know that it is. I appreciate you coming through, and I'm going to get on out your way and let you go over there and see what's going on. There's a couple ladies over there, so there's a whole lot of things to keep you occupied.
Well, one of them married, so that's a no-no. So
Yeah.
Your friend sounded kind of cute, so I may go over and talk to her.
Okay. All right, love. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thank you.
Anthony Arnold coming through with that power. I absolutely love it. We're going to take a little bit of a music break here and make some space for folks to call in. Now, again, that call-in number is 319-527-6300, and press the 1 to come up on stage and see what's going on in here, and maybe get on over there to the lounge afterwards, see what kind of ruckus is happening with this 151, and meet some new poets and make some new friends. How about that? We're going to do a little bit of Patti LaBelle here, and then we'll be right back.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
You're listening to the Inkwell, and we have had some heavy hitters come through here tonight. The stage is ripped all apart. The mics are all broken, and I think we're going to get out of here early because Joe is open at 1:51, and I want to make sure nobody tears down the Steel Lounge because I can't afford to rebuild it. So what I'm going to do right here is kick in one more piece of poetry, and we're going to get out of here. This piece is called Breathe in the Power. When my life feels heavy, and the weight feels unbearable, and words are too hard to come by, the refuge of my existence is to step outside, feel the breeze, see the movements of nature, and understand that there is a power higher than I, a power that directs the winds and the waters, causes the mountains to rumble and the skies to cry. It is that power that designed me, molded me into this vessel, and set me upon this spinning rock with a purpose to discover and fulfill, although I can't always see it. And no human outside of my skin can say how I am to be. So my God lives within, manning the rudder of my life, helping me to guide my steps, especially when I cannot see, while teaching me hard lessons and blessing me with grace. That spirit that resides with me manifests my destiny. It is the soul of me, the still, small voice that speaks when I have no words left to say, offers me comfort when I can no longer rest, and sends guiding spirits into my realm when I need them, giving me reassurance and proof that I am seen, and when I feel forgotten and alone. The divine is always within my humanity, and it leads my way. The greater within me that allows me to face a world that fights constantly for my sanity. The dissonance and discourse that has become normal cannot dictate who or what I was designed to be, because God's grace is sufficient for everything that I am. And in due time, gives the assurance that sustains me. Even when I'm in the gray, I know I am a celestial being walking a human journey. And there's a place of light somewhere. If I can just hold on, one day I will live in that light. My journey has never been easy. I stumbled through darkness way more than eyes can see. And many times I have wanted to take my final exhale, but that greater power won't let me go, urges me to see one more day. A multitude of singular moments, continuing each of the 525,600 minutes that construct the years of my life, with hushed whispers telling me the hands are still running. Take your next step. I know you can understand why. But I have more for you. So I'm speaking out to you and to myself, to just continue to breathe. It's all any of us has. And just because you can't see air, you can still feel its life force. And it's all around us, just like God's love. Continue to move in grace, because so much more in store. I'm Liz. Eve just in service. And I so thank all of you for listening in and coming through. Oh, wait a minute. Now, I see somebody else just popped in, but they didn't press that one. Now, don't let me leave out of here and you don't get your opportunity to say something, okay? Because I see you hiding down there. But we are just about to wrap this up because everybody came through and wrecked things tonight, and I know good and well that Larry is going to have my head if I don't figure out how to replace all these mics. Because y'all just tore up things in here tonight. But I'm going to make sure I clean up everything so we'll be ready for the next show. Now, next Friday is another night for the Renaissance. So come through and support the Renaissance because, man, they be doing some good things over there. And then come back the following week for me here at the Inkwell because we're going to be spotlighting Yoshi, the poet, and her brand new book. We're going to do something a little different, but we're still going to let everybody come through and spit. So if you are sure you don't want to press that one, I see you. But otherwise, we're going to get out of here. I'm going to find you another piece of something sexy to play here, and we're going to get on out of the way and have a beautiful Friday evening. Just remember that we all have our burdens to bear, and all the time we don't understand what it is that we're supposed to be doing, but understand that there is a lesson in every downfall. You just have to keep asking those questions and listening to those answers that we can't always hear. So I'm going to get on out of the way and play you a little bit of something and let this night go by. And everybody enjoy your Friday night. And I will see you again in 2 weeks here at the Inkwell.
Better. Time's been working against us since forever. It can really work if we work together. But what happens when one wants too much? Do we let it go or do we give it another try? Or finally find a good and a goodbye? Maybe right one but wrong time, but it's cool. Either way it goes, we're never in control because we try to decide in our minds who's right.
Have I only known?
We like to tell ourselves little lies to get by.
Have I only known?
Don't even know if whether things will ever get better or not. You try so why not move on with your life? Don't make no sense wasting your time.
Yeah.
I know it hurts, but it gets better. Try to ride out the storm and weather the weather. Why settle for less than you want? You can't ignore, you need more than smoke and mirrors. You'll get what you deserve when you know just how much you're worth. Nothing less than someone who will put you first. Either way it goes, you're never in control because we try to decide in our minds who's right. We like to tell little lies, but only heaven. Oh no no no. Or not, you try so hard not to move on. No sense wasting your time in heaven. Only know. getting worse. When you play with love, sometimes it hurts.
Thinking life is over, but it could be worse.
Be up to the stars
in the universe.
In the meantime, don't be sitting around feeling sorry for yourself.
You can let it go.
Right now might be the right time to love somebody else.
Heaven only knows
how. I love you, don't you, don't.